people have church. We have this here. I definitely look forward to start marking off the calendar. Sunday, game day.
When you step foot in here, it's like you're transported up north. It's fantastic.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
Came from a long lineage of 49er fans, diehards. My family is just completely crazy about the 49ers. Grew up going to Candlestick. Really just fell in love with the 49ers at a young age. And in 2004, my job brought me down to Southern California to Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach is one of the major tour stops of Southern California.
It's just easy to live. There's no shoveling snow, barely cut your grass, it doesn't rain here. I mean, sunny and warm.
Everything's great about Southern California. I mean, from the beaches to anything else you got here.
You know, Huntington Beach is a great spot. Newport Beach is 3 miles down south. Seal Beach is 3 miles up north. So you're surrounded by water pier downtown areas.
Huntington Beach is called Surf City. You know, they have the U.S. Open here of surfing every year.
Question is, what isn't there to do? This is Surf City. You're right here, right on the coast, next to the beach. Down the street, you got Disneyland. It's paradise out here.
We feel kind of guilty. We don't get rain. It's always 75 degrees year-round. We're pretty spoiled. Remember the playoff game when we were playing in Green Bay and it was, you know, 0 degrees. We're out in the patio. People are putting sunblock on, you know, watching that game.
No place like it.
Welcome to Huntington Beach, California. Located in Orange County, this seaside city rests only a few dozen miles from Los Angeles. With no NFL home team to root for, Huntington Beach and L.A. find that loyalty is divided. Teams from the Golden State and beyond all claim a piece of the turf as their own. But in the struggle for allegiance, one faithful looked to create a garrison, a place to christen home for his beloved team. In 2009, that's exactly what Lee Miller did. Armed with ideas and passion, he started with a simple goal.
We wanted to make it a place where if you weren't wearing red and gold, you're going to feel really uncomfortable. Coming to this town was interesting, you know. There's a lot of Raiders, a lot of Chargers fans. I just felt like a real need for 49ers bar in Southern California. Ventured out and visited some different ones, but nothing really had the full energy of what I envisioned. Dennis is the primary owner of Beachfront 301. When we had sit-down meetings about it, he was just all in.
I've been a Niners fan since I was a kid. I told Dennis, we're for sure doing this.
And initially, when we started it, we knew we were going to get some pushback because of where we're at, Southern California. And after the third or fourth game of us doing it, there was no questions asked. There was no turning back. Initially, when I started, I had these cards. It had my name on it, our logo, and the Niners logo. And I was literally walking up to strangers at the mall, at the fair, at Disneyland. Like, I was that guy.
Being that guy wasn't such a bad thing. As it turns out, Lee's magnetic personality was enough to connect with several other faithful whose passion rivaled his own. Together, they created the bedrock which they would eventually build the Huntington Beach Faithful on.
I actually grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. The DeBartolo family is from Youngstown, Ohio. So people from there take pride in that family. I end up meeting Lee in 2008. I think we talked probably for 2 hours the first time we met, all about the 49ers.
I was walking my kids one day. I had two boys at the time. They were like 4 and 5, and we were all wearing our red and gold, and we're walking past 301, and this guy came out and said, "Hey, you're a Niner fan. Come on in," which happened to be Lee.
When we first came in, it was just a few of us here. As soon as we came in here, it was definitely love at first sight.
Their facial expressions when they first walk in, it was like that scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where they first walk in, yeah. They're like, "This place is red and gold," you know? Like, really?
You know, you have the red and the Niners here all over the place. It was amazing. So then Lee said, "Yeah, I need some help. You know, we need to bring some more people in here." I'm like, "Oh, I got people for you, man. We'll bring them in."
It was funny when we first started. There's like 5 or 6 guys, and we had to kick some Patriots fans out to basically take over our section.
Anybody walks in here in a different uniform, I feel bad for the poor people that do that.
Lee's like the hub of this whole 49er family. He's just ongoing, true no-cal diehard.
You know, he's our Caesar to our empire, you know? He makes sure we're here every Sunday. He gets us pumped up first thing in the morning. I get that text, it's game day. Of course, I got to respond, "Here we go, Niners, here we go."
We just wanted to have an energy that felt like you were tailgating in a bar. Everything from just the music we play, you know, we play all Bay Area stuff. We rep the Bay hard. The way that the bar is set up is completely aimed towards Bay Area love.
In Southern California, there's a lot of like Steelers bars or Raiders bars. They might have a banner here and there, but Beachfront has really embraced red and gold. I mean, they basically, from every aspect, that when you walk into this, you're like, even if it's off season, you're not even 49ers, you're like, "Well, this is a 49ers bar."
He hears down the street, because we just echo, and they come walking up, and they're like, "Is this for real? You know, what is this place?" You know, and there's people that aren't even fans, but they're just lined up on the outside because they can see our TVs inside, and they'll just be like standing outside, and then next thing you know, they're clapping when we get the touchdown or something, and they're just, it's infectious.
If you're a person that doesn't like energy and quiet, this isn't your bar. If you're excited about your team, this is the place.
A typical Sunday would be squeezing in, trying to fit through people, shaking hands, kissing babies, seeing like all your friends. A lot of times you'll probably be so exhausted after leaving because your heart's pounding and you're screaming, jumping up and down.
Just to see you red is loud, it's fun.
You almost felt like you're at the stadium.
You come in at first and you start feeling the adrenaline pumping in you and your hands start sweating, and closer to game time, you're totally feeling it and you're just totally amped for it.
As much as the decor, decibel level, and trimmings help to make the bar's atmosphere what it is, the tangible difference for the Huntington Beach faithful and Beachfront 301 is and always has been the people who walk through the front doors. The fans of the 49ers and their collective spirit are the driving force behind an idea that Lee and the Pizzotto family fostered, and it's growing well in its Southern California setting.
If you came here, you felt part of the family. So it's like people wouldn't just like come and watch the game. We get to know about their lives, do different things to make them feel special.
You're not going to see one type of person. If they're wearing red and gold, they're part of the group as far as anyone's concerned.
My grandpa shows up. He's about 80 years old. It's not just specific for guys. You know, of course, you got the girls here. You got kids here. It's pretty much generations of people that come in.
Just a great family feeling. And next thing you know, we came in the following Sunday, and then more people come, and then more people are coming.
You get better friends from the faithfuls here than you have from childhood.
Now everyone recognizes you, and you walk in, you're pound fists when you walk in the door, everyone's hugging.
And we just knew there was something special here. Year after year, people would just continue to show up.
You know, once they came, they just didn't leave.
When I have to work or when I can't be here, I'm seriously sad. When you're not here, you know you're missing out.
This is away from San Francisco, obviously, but it makes you feel like you're there. But when you're walking down here on a Sunday, this is the only place you can feel it vibrating from the outside. I've heard people down by the pier like, "What's going on over there?" "Oh, it's just a Niner game."
Beachfront 301, located on Main Street in Huntington Beach, California, is a home away from home for many faithful living in the southern part of the state. The oasis grew in popularity due to Lee Miller, the leader of the Huntington Beach faithful, along with Beachfront's primary owner, Dennis and Nikki Pizzotto. Lee and a band of loyal 49er faithful catapulted the bar to become the hub for the Booster Club and other 49er faithful in need of a place to view their team while in Southern California. Although there are current whispers of Los Angeles becoming home to another franchise or two, from 1946 to 1994, the Rams were secure in LA. The LA Rams called the Memorial Coliseum home and then headed to Anaheim for a brief stint before ultimately leaving Southern California and taking root in St. Louis. That journey left a void in many Rams fans' hearts, but created opportunity for the faithful to gain a greater following in the state, where their team has resided for nearly seven decades and counting.
When the Rams left, there's a lot of people that made the switch from the Rams to the Niners, which is weird because I have a kid going up to Candlestick watching those rivalry games. It didn't make sense, but they were just really upset that the Rams had left, and so that was the neutral team for them to start rooting for was the Niners.
However, before any switching of allegiance took place, Los Angeles spent nearly half a century as the Rams' hometown, while also playing host to some of the most exciting games ever played between these two bitter foes. The rivalry boasted some of the biggest names and the fiercest battles, like the one that took place in 1981, which not only saw the 49ers sweep their interstate rivals for the first time since 1965, but also helped the franchise along their journey towards their first ever world championship.
The Rams were our biggest rival. They moved to St. Louis, but I still can't stand the Rams. I think it made it much more difficult for me because I have to play Jack Youngblood twice a year, sometimes three times a year. We hated the Rams.
Although there was not much love lost when the Rams and Niners squared off, the two teams respected each other's play. The Rams, facing off against a stacked 49er team in 1984, had the ultimate respect as they watched their defense get torched and their offense didn't fare much better. In a season in which Eric Dickerson set the NFL's single-season rushing record with over 2,000 yards, Dickerson was stifled by the 49ers' rush defense and held to a mere 38 yards. San Francisco dominated its divisional opponent to the tune of 33-0. Joe Montana threw for 365 yards and three touchdowns, which went to Roger Craig, Dwight Clark, and the late Freddie Solomon, who led all receivers with six receptions for 94 yards. The 49ers' Week 9 road win over the Rams was one of 12 victories to close out the 84 season, a year in which the team marched to their second Super Bowl in 4 years.
They were a thorn in our side, and we were a thorn in their side. It was North versus South. It was Civil War. It was something to give the people their money's worth.
Fans in L.A. were banking on a Monday night win against their rivals from the North in 1989 and expected to cash in on a 17-3 second quarter lead. But a determined San Francisco squad outscored the Rams 20-3 in the fourth quarter, thanks to a performance for the ages by wideout John Taylor.
Taylor breaks the tackle, cuts across the middle, breaks another to the 30. He's down the sideline, into midfield, he's to the 40. He's got a blocker in front of him, he's to the 10, he's to the 5, it's a touchdown!
Two touchdown receptions of 90-plus yards not only helped pave the way to the team's fourth Lombardi Trophy, but it continued to fan the flames of rivalry between these two franchises.
Some of our greatest games ever played were against the Rams. There's John Taylor taking two 90-yard touchdowns distance, Roger and his big run against them where they couldn't bring him down. There's the time when Ronnie Lott comes out of nowhere to knock the ball away from Flipper Anderson. It was a great time.
Nestled on a bustling main street in Surf City, USA, lies Beachfront 301, home to the Huntington Beach faithful. Full of noise, laughter, emotion, and memories, this oasis for the faithful who call Southern California home is a draw for those looking to be a part of game day when Levi's Stadium is a bit more than a hop, skip, and jump away. And although the food and ambiance of Beachfront 301 are appealing, there is one component that keeps everyone coming back, game after game.
You know, it's the people. Everyone is so friendly, and it really feels like family. Bartenders, they know your name. You know Dennis. You know Lee. There's always something going on here.
Especially about this bar. It's a good time. It's family time here.
That's the kind of atmosphere it's here, you know. We're family. You know, the same feeling when you're walking in the mall and you see that red and gold. You just give the nod, you know. You just know that's a family member.
Family. Something that is mentioned often by the faithful. Those folks who consider themselves part of the Huntington Beach faithful have formed an allegiance with each other, knowing that although they may not be bound by blood, they share commonalities that transcend the normal definition of family. And they stand by each other in the most abnormal of situations. Such was the case in 2013 when primary owners Dennis and Nikki Pizzotto's world was surprisingly turned upside down.
We've been married 12 years. We had our first son, he's 11, Jackson, and then we had Chad, who is 9. And then we had Weston, who would have been 4, and he passed away 14 months ago. After losing our son, it was, I mean, you're pretty much just in shock. You don't really know, how am I going to even function? How am I going to get up and go? Weston was an awesome little guy. Every day he woke up, and I mean, he went. He was our little Niners cheerleader. He loved them. I mean, you would ask him, what's your name? And he would say, Colin Kaepernick. Wear the helmet around the house. He loved them. It was his little thing. We buried him in a Niner shirt because that's what he picked. You'd take him in his room, and there were two shirts he picked. They were both the same. They were Niner shirts. I kept one, and he went with the other.
That was a really tough time, and I remember that week. I'll never forget coming in here and everyone wearing ribbons that we handed out for everybody. That was the first time as a family here, as a 49er family, that we had suffered tragedy. And it was a really rough time, you know, for them, and I just...
Everybody was wonderful. I mean, the outpouring was amazing. It's nothing you ever expect, the amount of people that are there for you and that are wanting to support you and be there. And Lee, actually, we didn't know this at the time, but him and his family, they had a brick done in Weston's name. Once the Niners found out about that, they sent us a really, really nice letter and a care package for our boys.
You know, it was a very sincere, very touching, and I was just shocked that at the level and intensity of this letter helped. Person what it really was, you know, it's really special.
It was just really, at that time, awesome for the boys to get something like that. Everybody became a Niners fan. Even my friends that were fans of other teams, they were like, man, you know, that makes you want to be a fan.
Having faith at all levels is not unique only to 49er fans. The Pizzottos, like other families that have faced troubled times, survived and persevered through unthinkable pain. Through it all, their family, like the faithful around them, grew. They welcomed a beautiful baby girl into the world, Harper, and she too became a 49er fan. The best part? She will be surrounded by the Huntington Beach faithful to help define what it truly means to be amongst the millions who bleed red and gold.
When you put your faith in something, it's not something that always just happens the way you want it to be. Life's going to be up and down and up and down, but it gets better. You keep getting up and you keep fighting and you keep going.
To be a true fan of a team, it's like you're going to have your good years, your bad years. Coaches come, players come, they go. And just to basically say, you know what, I got faith in this team. They've won before. They've done well before. And really to stick by them.
All in, no matter what the record. It's unexplainable if you're not a 49ers fan.
Faithful, it's monogamy. You're choosing one partner for the rest of your life.
We're the original team in California. We didn't come from anywhere else. Rain or shine, we're always going to be there and supporting these guys. That's what Faithful is.
Faithful, I mean, it starts with the letter F, so the first thing that comes to my mind is family. Big, huge 49er family.
Lifelong fan and president of the Huntington Beach chapter of The Faithful, as featured in an upcoming episode of The Faithful. Let's hear it for Lee Miller.